Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. We got some good stuff lined up for you in the half hour straight ahead. Our good buddy Jim Cantarucci is back with us. Jim is a longtime friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an executive advisor and a speaker. He's also an author of an outstanding book I'm holding in my hand, Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits that Create a Lifetime of Success. And as I said, he's one of our outstanding Brain Trust members. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I know one of the things you want to talk about today is innovation. Did you know, Jim, that 55% of all innovations in America are created by small businesses?
That's why I'm here.
55%. Isn't that great? Jim, we've got a lot of challenges right now in our economy and nationally and globally. And I've been saying now for some time, Jim, that small businesses didn't get us into this mess. Other people did. But small business and Main Street will lead us out of whatever we're in right now. That's what I believe. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I agree. It's very similar to the analogy of turning a battleship. The small business is a lot more capable of turning quickly, making adjustments, and moving fast. And that's what's necessary in this kind of an environment.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the thing. Being nimble and quick and versatile and being able to react quickly to things that need to be reacted to, that's the hallmark. That's the marker of a small business, and it's one of the reasons. And as you know, Jim, in the 21st century, you got to be able to move quickly. And I think that is one of the reasons why I've been saying for a long time that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur.
Well, in times like these, Jim, are tests of our relationships. And the relationships that we have with our clientele, with our customers, is so significant. And because, by definition, it's a more personal one, because of the small business dynamic, we have a much better chance of making a difference. So the question for everybody listening today is, what are you doing to help your customers and clients thrive? Mm-hmm. And that relationship that we've built up and that we continue to build is what's going to be the catalyst for making things happen.
How do we apply innovation to that? What are your thoughts on helping us to put a handle on what you just said through innovation?
Well, let's just take the old phrase that we hear all of the time: when times are bad, the worst thing you can do is cut your marketing budget, right? We've
yeah,
heard
yeah.
that. You've probably said that on your show recently.
This week.
Yeah. So marketing shouldn't be cut. That's true. But maybe it needs to be reallocated. Maybe it needs to be done a little differently. So we need to take time to look at different opportunities, different ways to go about it, and be innovative in how we apply and implement that marketing budget, just as our using that as our example. So what are some different ways to reach the consumer of our product? What are different ways to enhance the relationship? And many of these different ways are free. You know, so
right.
We might not have thought about them in good times, but now that we have that hanging over our shoulder, now perhaps we would look at social networking. We would look at building communities, things that we may have ignored previously as newfangled or difficult or what have you, but because of the low cost of entry, they might be appealing to us right now, and we could be innovative in that way.
Well, and I'm going to come back and speak to something you just said about building communities. Jim, I'm going to propose that small business owners have already built communities. They just don't really think about them as communities, and because they're not thinking about them that way, they're not leveraging those communities. My point is, they don't realize they've already got an asset there in the different communities that they are part of, and maybe have built or have helped to build, but they're not leveraging them because they don't think of them in that way. You've got to think of the relationships you have in terms of community, don't you?
Exactly. And how do we support that community? We serve as a leader of that community by definition because of the structure that we've set up. So how do we treat that community? And a lot of times in my change work, Jim, we talk about this group as stakeholders. Mm-hmm. I prefer the word constituent. What constituent indicates is that we actually owe them something.
Yeah.
We have to take care of them,
if
you think of it that way.
When we come back, I want Jim to help me flesh out what communities look like. And then we'll talk about how to innovate, how to leverage those. And as he said, this is low-hanging fruit, folks. Most of this doesn't cost any money. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Howard to take us out.
Ain't no sin.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check it out. Use those websites to your advantage. We built them just for you. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is the author of Personal Brilliance. And Jim, by the way, I want to talk about what Jim does in just a second, but Jim, I want to do what I promised to do, and that was to talk about the definition, my definition, and let's talk about your definition of communities. I belong to many communities. You belong to many communities. I have my friend community. I have my school community from years ago. I've got my family. I've got my neighborhood. I've got my business, local business community. I've got national business communities. I'm a member of Rotary. I have a Rotary community. All these people that are connected to me through those associations, we all have those, Jim. The question is, are we leveraging them for their benefit and for my benefit?
Well, exactly. And let's be very careful here, Jim. Now that we mentioned that we have all these communities, what you might have it and you might try to do is say, well, I'll call up all of those people and sell them something.
Right. No,
and that's exactly what not to do.
And notice that I said what you can do for them first.
Exactly right. And what I like to do relative to community is provide value, show what I do, and let people in that community self-select and decide that what I offer would be valuable to them, if in fact it is.
Right.
And that's repetitiveness. It's just like the advertisement on TV. It plays over and over and over again. The showing value needs to play over and over and over again until the person is tapped on the shoulder properly. And
right.
Then they respond, and then the business comes to you. And that's not the only reason for doing it, because you're giving from you're just being a human being, but people will notice. And it takes some time to develop. And so maybe there are some relationships or communities that you're a part of right now that you need to just dust off and get more engaged in and pay more attention to, and then you'll start to reap those benefits.
Well, see, that's the beauty of contemplating the term community is you put relationships, different relationships, friendships, people that you know, whatever you want to call it, you put that into, it helps, I think, to put it into a little bit of a vessel, a little bit of an environment, so to speak, so that you categorize people as, you know, as the how you met them and how you know them and what you have in common with them, so that you can then leverage those people. And I say leverage them. When I say leverage, I don't necessarily mean for your benefit. You may be, for example, Jim, you know, you you call me and say, Jim, who do you know who? And I connect you with somebody in one of my communities. You know, maybe you're just a center of influence. It could be a lot of different reasons why. But let's get back to the innovation, Jim. One of the things that you're doing a lot of innovative things to help people in your work that I'd like for you to talk a little bit about and help people understand how they can do this as well.
Well, Jim, I work in innovation every day. I work with executive leadership teams, primarily with larger companies, but we're working on the problems of the moment, and we're taking the concepts of personal brilliance and the four catalysts, by the way, we've talked about on the show previously, awareness, curiosity, focus, and initiative, and applying them to the problems at hand. And so that's exactly what we need to be doing at this point. We need to be more aware of what's going on in the marketplace around us and our capabilities. We have to ask a lot of questions, be curious. We have to focus on the right things from a broad perspective, not just a very narrow perspective. And then we have to take action. That's what personal brilliance is about, and that's what we have to apply to our business situation at any given moment, our people situation at any given moment, our customer situation at any given moment. And so if we're applying that habit of innovation in everything that we're doing, we're going to unearth the opportunities and then be able to take advantage of them. And that's what, when I say innovation, that's what I'm talking about. It's taking creativity, but then taking it to a practical impact that makes a difference for folks.
Right. Exactly. Jim, give us your website, please.
It's mypersonalbrilliance.com. Mypersonalbrilliance.com.
Now, you also have a blog there.
Yes.
And you do a lot of blogging, don't you?
I do a lot of blogging. I feel like I owe my community, my constituents, a lot of good information coming at you all the time, and so it's designed to be a resource for our community. There's a third and fourth website, if you don't mind. PB Podcasts is an area where I do podcasts. In fact, Jim Blassingame has been one of my great guests.
Yeah.
But then also CorpChange.com for the leadership of organizational change that's part of our offering as well.
Well,
so,
and one of the
we've
things
got a lot of content for our community. That's the point.
Jim, you do a lot of this, but see, that's what you do. I mean, that's the business that you're in. A lot of small business owners are not in that. You know, they sell paper or chemicals or tile or carpet or tires or whatever it might be. How can people who have regular, you know, real regular businesses, not like you and me, Jim, have regular businesses? When we come back after these messages, I want you to talk to us about how people like that who are busy delivering products every day with regular Main Street businesses, how can they do what you're talking about in those businesses to help them reach out and do a better job of marketing, do a better job of serving their customers? And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jim Cantarucci. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Jim Cantarucci is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Personal Brilliance. And so I hope you'll check out the websites that he gave you a little bit ago. Jim, personalbrilliance.com, is that right?
Mypersonalbrilliance.com.
Mypersonalbrilliance.com.
Hey, it's for you, Jim.
Yeah, I know. It's my very own personal brilliance, which I certainly can use more of. Hey, Jim, I wanted to talk about how regular Main Street businesses, people who are delivering stuff every day, how can they do some of the stuff you've been talking about? How can they reach out and touch people in a better, more effective way to serve their customers better? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that's key, I think, is listening to our customer base. And there are tools now that allow us to do that much more effectively than we ever could before. Let me give you one example, and that's Twitter, twitter.com. Twitter is a microblogging tool, meaning that I post at 140 character bytes, you know, like a text message. I can do it on the website or via cell phone, what have you. And I basically talk about what I'm thinking about at any given point, and then I follow people that I'm interested in following and seeing what they're thinking about. Here's what happens from a small business perspective. If you develop a community there, and then you can listen in on what they're talking about. So if you sell paper, the example that you brought up before, you would develop a community of people that are interested in what you're about, what you're doing, and you would be able to see what they're talking about, what their needs are. So somebody would be talking about a particular project they're working on. You'd be able to mention some help then to them to say, well, you probably need to do this type of paper or bulk kind of order, what have you. And people see that conversation going on. I'll give you an example. I complained about some software on Twitter that I was using. The COO of the company contacted me within minutes and said,
wow,
I see you're having trouble. What can we do to help? That kind of support of a community, and all they did was a search by their name on Twitter.
Right.
They weren't following me, didn't know me, but now we have a customer bond, you know, a relationship that's developed. What do you think is going to happen when I need to promote that software? You know, And so I'm giving to my community there all of the time. So I told people about this show and that I was going to be on live. We have a number of people that are telling their communities that they're listening to us right now, and they're tweeting me. Is what it's called. Kind of strange. But
tweeting
they're posting
me, huh?
About what we're talking about right now and putting out comments about it. That's the kind of reach that we have possible, even within a small, even if you're geographically located in your small town, for example. You still have that kind of capability electronically.
And
now.
That's innovative. That's innovative power for leveraging communities, isn't it? Like
exactly.
We talked about in the very beginning.
And there's not a ton of heavy lifting there. Right? I don't have to make a huge investment. A lot of these tools are free. They do require some time and attention, but it's time and attention that you can distribute around your company, and it could be a development tool for your employees as well to participate in this kind of thing. So there are a lot of benefits there, but we have to just use those personal brilliance concepts to be able to even acknowledge that it's possible.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's one of the things... One of the things that small business owners have got to do, and I'm in the same category, Jim, is finding the right tool for us, the right innovation for us that makes the most sense for us, that we feel comfortable with, and that fits into our schedule. Because remember that Main Street business we were talking about, Jim, they don't have a lot of time to chat. You know what I mean? They don't have a lot of time to chat. They've got to they're out there. They're out there managing people and collecting money and trying to grow their business. So it has to be a system of an innovation that works for them and fits into their schedule, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. But think about that customer that walks up to your counter and then you engage in a conversation with them.
Yes,
it's the same thing. You have to find time to do that.
Yeah.
That's critical. So it's a matter of priority, and it's a matter of recognition that you've expanded your capability to have those types of conversations. And after all, why wouldn't we want to have those conversations? What are we busy doing? That's what the business is about. And so you can reallocate your day and reallocate your time accordingly if you pay attention to those key concepts. I want to listen, I want to engage with my community, and I want to support that community, and then that will come back full circle.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen, the words and wisdom of Jim Cantarucci. The book is called Personal Brilliance. The website is mypersonalbrilliance.com. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Well done today. I enjoyed this very much.
I enjoyed it as well. Be back anytime.
We'll do it again real soon. Keep up the good work, Jim. You do good work.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.